Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the meat of the order. We get back to the phones.
Tina Turner died?
I think she did. God, I hope. I mean, well, I don't hope she did. I mean, I hope I didn't just say that she's no longer with us.
And she did.
You got lucky.
She did die.
I got lucky.
Lucky you. She's passed away.
I figured you're an idiot. I think it was about a year or so ago. I've always been a big Tina Turner fan. Great legs,
I used to love her album. My father had, what was the, What's Love Got to Do With It?
That one? What's Love Got to Do With It?
I love that. He had the record.
Got to do with it. All right. Anyway, time for the meat of the order. For the Yankees last night here on BT and Sal, meat of the order, doing what they usually do, delivering a bunch of knocks, 1 through 5 in the order, which was Goldie, Rice, Judge, Belly, and Volpe, 6 hits, 5 ribbies, including home run number 25 for Aaron Judge. So, meat of the order doing the job. Yanks put up 6 runs. They win the game. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get some calls in here. BT talking Soto. 888-808-1019. The number to call. Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, let me get this out of the way. I'll preface this. So I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not an obnoxious Yankee fan, but I'm also a Jets fan. So I know what it's like for your team to suck for years and always live in the shadow of another team, you know, and actually have to borrow a stadium with their name on it. So I have an even balance, just like I'm sure BT has.
Yeah.
But Sal, honestly, I've heard you talk, and you sound like you're like such an overprotective parent when it comes to Juan Soto. And I understand why. Like, I know you're old enough to have lived and experienced all the championships in the late 90s. And the Yankees beating the Mets in 2000 had to be the ultimate peak of Mets fans hating Yankees fans, hating the Yankees. And honestly, for 25 years, there really hasn't been a significant, like, one-up where the Mets can say, like, ha-ha, we won, aside from maybe a few, like, you know, Subway Series wins, which at the end of the day are just, you know, last very short term. So you finally, after 25 years, got your ha-ha one-up moment. Good for you guys. I mean, I was surprised like everybody else that you stole him away from the Yankees. But I think it's so important for you to be overprotective of him because, like, this is finally the kind of the first moment that you guys have had in 25 years. And you want it to burn so much more than it really does right now. I mean, as a Yankees fan, I was pissed at first. But the fact that they're in first place and they're playing great baseball, it totally absolves that sting. You know, if they were playing under 500 or they were even, like, in third place, yeah, you'd get a million Yankee fans calling up saying, fire Cashman.
The one issue I have there, Chris, is that Yankee fans seem pretty upset to me when Soto played those 3 games in the Bronx.
I think that was more fun fanfare. Everybody made
it. Yeah, I'm sure it was. No, more fun. I was there. I experienced it. There was nothing fun about the way that they were treating Juan Soto, at least in right field. It was nasty. And by the way, that's understood. Like, that's par for the course.
Sure.
He left them. He went to the Mets. Like, that's par for the course. But let's not make it like, who cares? And you're right. It was the one time, but it is so symbolic. Like, you're missing the big picture. It wasn't just getting a player that the Yankees wanted, that the Mets wanted, the Mets got him. That never happened before. And a player of this magnitude, that is symbolic of where the Mets have grown as a franchise. It's not a knock on the Yankees. It's that the Mets have finally entered the big boy room. This is New York. This is what they should be doing. Even when they spent under the Wilpons, it was always less than the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Now they spend more. And that's all I could ask for. The results may vary. We'll find out. But all I could ask for is that they go all in, and that's what they've done. They got the star player that I wanted. This wasn't just anybody. It was the specific player that I identified that I loved even before he was a New York Yankee. They got him, and it's because he's clutch. They got him. They're having success, and they're in a great spot.
Okay, so I know that you did this because, you know, being Italian, I'm sure you get a lot of cousins, holidays, right? The kiddie table. Remember that? That little side table that wasn't quite the nice big table.
Yeah.
That's where you guys used to sit. We
all
know
the time.
That. Oh, there's no doubt. All the time, right? It's where the Met fan used to, and the Jet fan. We know the teams who sit there. But the Mets, the Met fan sits there, right? So I know a little bit about that table as well. You're right. You have moved into the bigger room. You have moved up to the bigger table. You're just not at the head of the table. The Yankees still sit there until you take it.
See, I guess that's where I agree that the Mets aren't at the head of the table. I don't think the Yankees are either.
Well, who is?
I don't think right. I think they're fighting for it right now. It's a spot for like Succession. You watch the show Succession?
I have not. I got a lot of catching up to do.
Or Game of Thrones. Who's fighting to take over the throne? Like, I think they're both trying to take over the throne. Right now, it's up for grabs. Only because the Yankees, they got to the World Series last year, but that's not something I would be hanging my hat on, especially with the way...
better than not getting there.
Understood, but especially the way that it went. And it's also the Yankees. Like, there shouldn't be a consolation prize when we're talking about the Yankees.
There's not. It's just it's just a historical acknowledgement. Yankees got to the World Series last year. Nobody's popping champagne. We wanted to.
The way, like, if they lost a tighter series...
they still would have lost. Didn't matter.
Either way, they got back to a World Series, which is, you know, part of the goal, at the very least, for the first time since 2009. But if they would have won the World Series 4 years ago, 5 years ago, or been mainstays there, I think it's a different story. The Yankees don't have that feel right now. They're not the evil empire. The Dodgers are. The Dodgers are at the head of the table. Now, they're not New York, so we don't really care about them as much, but at least with them, you could make the argument that, hey, this is the team that gets every big free agent. They won the championships recently. Like, that would be the head of the table.
All right, let me spell it out a little differently here. For you...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, quick sidestep before I do that. You got on the air and you were frustrated that you couldn't flex with Soto.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this.
And this is a little bit
understood.
Of that early flex.
You flexed and you should. I knew you would. You didn't think I knew you were going to?
Eventually.
Just took a little time, right? So that's fine. But the feeling that you really want is, yes, mostly driven by Juan Soto doing well. But to have that reach its apex and for Sal to be on cloud nine, you need the Yankees to suck as well. Because now it's like, okay, wow.
Well,
that would be optimal. And instead it's Yankees are in first place. Yanks will have the MVP. Yanks will have the Cy Young. Yanks 43,000 people at the stadium every night.
Yeah, if the Yanks fell off and became a team that was... you know, not in the postseason every single year, I think that would go a long way, too.
That's all I'm saying.
Which could happen in years from now.
It could.
It happened a couple years ago. They missed it. But the Yankees, like, I don't even think that that's realistic anymore. The Yankees are so good. And, like, even though we say Cohen spends more money, still, they spend so enough. And they have Judge.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hard to, especially with the expanded postseason, hard to envision either of these teams at this point missing the postseason.
Yeah, for sure.
2023 should be the aberration.
This could
be.
This, you know, we talk about, I remember hearing about the Golden Age, the 50s, you know, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. My dad, an old Dodgers fan, Brooklyn, you know that. Said that a million times. But, like, growing up then, and we had a little bit of this in the mid-80s. Mets had the edge, obviously, with the champ. But the Yankees' offense was great with Mattingly, Winfield, Ricky, Randolph. They just couldn't pitch. This could be, could be, as similar as a golden age as you could possibly have with only two teams. The forecasted trajectory for both the Yanks and the Mets.
Yeah, because finally the Mets have stepped up.
Yeah, they joined the party.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Limo driver Ed is in Flemington, New Jersey. What's up, limo driver Ed?
What's going on? No, I'm at the airport right now, man. Just waiting on my flight to come in at the National Terminal B. But listen, you know who's the, you know who's the head of the table in New York City right now?
No.
The New York Liberty. New York Liberty. That's who that. Talk to me later. That's who it is right now.
Yeah, but okay, I like what about the baseball head?
Yeah, we're talking about baseball.
No disrespect, but okay,
all right, we can do that. But you guys said New York, and you just say baseball. You said New York.
Oh, wait, I mean, we're talking Yankees, Mets. So we didn't bring up
the
Knicks.
We qualify everything. What about the Johnnies? Yeah. The Godfather, Patino.
Hey, listen. All right. So we'll take that. But listen, the Yankees did show. Now I'm a Mets fan. The Yankees did show one thing is you don't have to pay $765 million for a player to make it and be in first place. I don't believe in that kind of money for one man. I believe in spreading that money out and give it to all different type of players like the Yankees did, and it is paying off for them.
No, limo driver Ed, you're totally missing the boat here, and thank you for the call. Look at the money that the Yankees have spent in the rotation. They've also spent big on Judge. For the Yankees, it would have been another – look at the money they have tied up in Stanton. For the Yankees, it would have been another big contract and another big star. The Mets needed that second – now, Soto's, to me, the best, the biggest star that the Mets have, but they needed that second legit stud along with Francisco Lindor and his big contract to legitimize where they're at and where they're trying to go. But it's not about – and you could say philosophically, because I do agree, BT, that giving out a big contract in general is not a good – it's not a good practice.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mets needed to do this with Soto, and he's the outlier. Nobody else is going to get a $765 million contract.
No, I don't think so either. The age and the reasons, we've hit that in many ways. Right. That's kind of, I won't say once in a lifetime, because eventually somebody's going to get a billion. But for the foreseeable future, I'm with you. All right, so to me, this is a very loose translation, but a little akin to, and I'll just use $1 million just because it's an easy round number. All right, so say if you have a stock, like, say if you trade stocks yourself, like, you can do it yourself, you know that, right? With, like, E-Trade, other outlets, right? Say if you have just a cool million sitting there, but you don't cash out. Maybe Apple's popping, Meta's popping, you know, pharmaceutical stuff, whatever it is, you are crushing it, right? You're doing well, or more, but that's the number I'm going to use, $1 million. And you're sitting there, and you're like, yeah, look, I'm doing well. But then all of a sudden, the market changes and it's volatile and things always change. And when you do cash out, it's $612,000, which is still pretty nice, but it ain't $1 million. What I'm saying is, for you guys to really cash out on the feeling that you so desperately want to cash out on and in, you have to, must win the World Series, period.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
You got to.
Fair enough. Like, ultimately, that's the goal for everybody. Got to end the drought. Fair enough. But what I'm saying is I feel as good about that drought nearing an end as I felt ever in my fandom with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, you know, just to the point about the investment, not your analogy, because I'm still not sure I understand that.
Yeah, you do. It's just whatever. You know me with my analogy.
But the Soto thing, the Mets have the best record in baseball. So when you could say, well, look at the Yankees. Yeah, you don't have to spend big money. First of all, the Yankees do spend big money.
Third highest payroll in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. But the Mets have the best record in baseball, and they're the ones who spent that contract. But also look at the value that they're getting with the rotation. So it balances itself out. The Yankees may be getting better value in their lineup, but the Mets are getting it in the rotation. Point is, you want to win, you got to get good players. And Juan Soto's a good player, and the Mets had to pony up to get him, and they did just that. When we come back, we'll power up the best reasons for being a dad ahead of this Father's Day weekend. It is, you were right, BT. It feels like it snuck up on us. Father's
fast.
Day weekend. Out of nowhere, I don't even have any plans. You got any plans for Father's Day?
Jen asked me what I wanted to do. I know my son has baseball, which is that's good enough Father's Day for me. I'm good, honey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.